You're listening to SBS News.
Exercise Pitch Black is a noisy affair. Military aircraft from all over the world and those who fly them have descended on Darwin for just over a fortnight of drills across the Top End. The commander of Exercise Pitch Black 2022 is Air Commodore Tim Alsop.
Pitch Black has been a premier exercise for the Royal Australian Air Force since the early 80s. I first flew in one of these activities in about 1997. And it is becoming larger and more successful every year as the world realises the astounding training opportunities that we have here. The access to airspace that is the size of a European nation, to training ranges that provide realistic training, and the ability to integrate with like-minded nations from across the world to achieve some very complex training objectives.
After a two-year hiatus due to COVID-19, this year's Pitch Black is the largest ever. It involves 2,500 military personnel from 17 countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, India, Canada, France, Indonesia, the Philippines, and New Zealand. They'll be flying 100 of the world's leading military aircraft in complex simulation exercises.
We've got F-15s, we've got Su-30s from India. In the distance there, you've also got Singapore's F-15s, F-16s. We have the Eurofighter Typhoon. I haven't seen that at a Pitch Black before. We have Japanese Mitsubishi F-2 participating for the first time. Australia will be using its F-35 Lightning II for the first time. We have the EA-18G Growler. These systems are at the absolute leading edge of capability in the world, and they're assembled here for the next 2.5 weeks with a chance to see them up close.
Participants will be given a range of changing fictional scenarios based on realistic modern warfare, which they'll be required to respond to, factoring in logistics like fuel, hardware and time. Amid heightened regional tensions, those running the exercises say it's not aimed at any one particular threat. Tim Alsop says Pitch Black is about making sure Australia and its partners are ready to effectively respond to anything at any time.
Pitch Black is not focused at any particular situation at the moment. It's about bringing like-minded nations together and practicing our interoperability and our ability to come together in an unusual or a complex international mix of forces and then still conduct operations effectively and safely.
South Korea, Japan and Germany are all taking part in Pitch Black for the first time. It's Germany's largest ever peacetime air deployment with 13 jets in Australia. En route to Australia, they travelled the 10,000 kilometre distance from Bavaria to Singapore in under 24 hours. Air Chief of the German Luftwaffe, Lieutenant General Ingo Gerhards, said he wanted to prove his forces could reach Asia within a day, but he seemed to walk back those comments in an interview with the ABC on Friday.
It doesn't matter if you look to deploying to Asia or somewhere else. It's just a matter of proving that air forces can deploy in that speed. If you deploy to the east, north, south, it doesn't matter. I mean, NATO probably gets enlarged by Finland and Sweden being the next NATO members. And if you look from Germany up to the northern tip of Finland, if you look at from a Navy perspective or an Army perspective, it takes them hours and weeks or weeks and months. That was something we want to prove, not look to a certain direction and not really being, okay, Asia is our focal point in terms of deploying quickly. It's in general that Air Force can deploy and cover time and space in a different manner than the others.
But the context can't be ignored. Just last week, China launched its largest ever live-fire drills around Taiwan. And the week before that, the federal government announced a sweeping Defence Force review to assess Australia's readiness for conflict. John Blaxland is a professor of international security and intelligence studies at the Australian National University.
What this exercise demonstrates, it's actually also about relationships. and relationships matter more so than arguably ever before.
At the same time as Pitch Black takes place, not that far away, Taiwan is launching its own anti-air drills, simulating a response to a Chinese missile attack. While those involved in Pitch Black downplay the suggestion that the drills are a show of strength to China, John Blaxland says Beijing will be paying attention.
There's no question China will be studying this quite closely. The thing is, though, that this is about deterrence, and deterrence isn't credible if the force isn't actually honed. So maintaining a sharp-edged capability, demonstrating that capability, and making sure that it is as effective as possible is all about making sure that we don't ever have to use it.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.